yourself saying something that's very obvious. Anyone else guilty of that? Sometimes I find myself saying things and think they're so obvious. Why do I even bother? Chris, have you got something obvious to say? Anyone got something completely obvious to say? Your minds get empty at this point. Has anyone got anything completely obvious to say?
It's my grandson.
A graduate from the University of the Blindingly Obvious. Right in front of us. Thank you very much. I want to say something really obvious, actually. But it's really important. Sometimes obvious things are. The obvious thing I want to say is that love is really important. We kind of know that. I hope that everyone here feels loved by someone. I hope that's true. On Mother and Sunday, of course, we think about our mothers, how they loved us and how much we owe them, how much the whole world owes to mothers. Of course, we're conscious that not every mother's a loving mother. You don't want to whitewash over that. But mostly, they're pretty amazing. So let me just ask a question. Who feels loved? Who feels loved? And by whom do you feel loved? Tell me. Who feels loved? Chris.
Lots and lots of people, fortunately.
Yeah.
Is he?
You feel loved?
My mum. You feel loved by mum. George, do you feel loved by mum?
I feel loved by my mum and dad and my friend. And my friend Jesus.
And your friend Sibby. That's great. Okay. So lots of us feel loved, which is that I feel loved. Zero kids, except when I'm bad. Now, think of someone who loves you. How do they love you? How do they love you? What, how does it show? How does it show that they love you? How does it show? Well, what's tell me?
Suzanne. Interactions.
Right. Yes. Anything specific from anyone? How does it show? Oh, yeah, Jill. The family give John hugs, and so they should. Now, people do things, or they might cook us meals, or they look after us in all sorts of practical ways. Why do they do that? What's the point? What's the point? What's the point of them giving you hugs? They want to
show they care.
They want to show they care. They want to make you feel loved. They want to practically show you that you feel loved. So there's always a how and a why, isn't there? People do things to show their love, and they don't want you to go hungry that evening, or they want to make sure that something else works for you, whatever it may be. They want what's best for you. That's how love shows itself, isn't it? They do things. So love has consequences. It's not just a fluffy feeling, is it? It's not just kind of fluffy feeling, it works itself out in action. When someone loves us, we can say how they love us and why they do what they do, if we think about it. Love is at the heart of everything that Christianity is about. It's absolutely at the heart of it. People often think Christianity is about other things, like being good or, you know, dressing up in funny kit and going to church. It isn't. Christianity is about love. And the reason I say that is actually in part due to this very, very famous sentence of scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16. Look at your sheets. John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that. God so loved the world. It's the most important statement in the whole of the Bible. It means that God loves everyone. That's what they mean by the world. God loves everyone. We may not love what we do all the time, but he loves everyone. Now, when I started, I said, I hope that everyone feels loved by someone. And some of you might have struggled with that and thought, do you know, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. But actually, you can be sure. Because you are loved. Because God loves you. Whatever your life is like, whatever you've done, however long you've ignored God and pushed him away, God loves you. I wonder if you can help me with this. There's no exceptions, no small print here. God loves you. I want everyone to point at someone. Actually, we've got two hands. Point at two people. Point at two people.
John Stewart.
Pointed. Uh-huh. Point at two people. Is everyone being pointed at? Is everyone being pointed at? Okay. The person or people you are pointing at are loved by God.
Oh, don't put them down yet. My goodness.
And you are being pointed at. You are loved by God. You're pointing at people who are loved by God, and you are loved by God because you are being pointed at.
Okay, hands up.
Right, God so loved the world. He loves everyone. So he gave his son. So loved the world that he gave his only son. Love leads to action. Yeah? Love leads to action. God gave his son. How does God love the world? He loved us so much that he gave us his only son. Put to one side how that works and what the love was in that. But just focus on the fact that Jesus being born, living on earth as a human being, among human beings, teaching, doing all that he did, going to the cross, it's all to do with God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. We all might be in love. Human love can go up and down. It can have good days and bad days. There may be days where you feel that you're not loved. But God's different. There's this decisive act of love for everyone, sending his son. It's an act of love that can never be taken away. It's there for all time, for all of us. Point again. Is everyone being pointed at? God loves you so much that he gave you his son. That's what that means. He gave you his son. Not just sure. You. Okay, hands down. God said after all, he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We've had the how he loved us, he gave his son. Why did he love us? So that we shouldn't perish but have eternal life. Because he wants our lives to be fulfilling and joyful and everlasting. That's what eternal life means. It's not just to do with going on forever. It means a wholeness of life. A fulfilling life. Let's be realistic. Life without God, without Jesus in our lives, can be very good. Yeah? Yeah, for sure. Family, friends, interesting work, enough money to do what you want. I've been there and I've done that and it's fine. Thank you very much. But that's not the fullness of life that we're called to and built for. Never feels complete. That's why we so often pause and ask the question, is that really all there is? And that is the way with us when we live life without God and without his son. Life is not about all those things, about school, about house, about family, about work. True life is about being with God through Jesus Christ in here and now and forever. That's what eternal life means. Anything else, the Bible thinks of as death. Death in the here and now, not just death when we physically die. Without Jesus, we are perishing. We're in the process of dying. We're gradually destroying ourselves by rushing around and worrying about ambition and our desires and what people think of us and all those stupid things. So we have the final bit of our famous sentence. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall not have eternal life, that whole and lasting life through believing in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. Can you point one more time? Point to those two people that you're pointing at again. Is everyone being pointed at? God wants you to have a whole and lasting life, to be at one with him through Jesus Christ. He wants that because he loves you. It is not theoretical, it's about you, the one being pointed at. Hands down. Here's how another translation of the Bible puts it. It's a how and a why. It's rather nice. This is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son. And this is why. So that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. It's all to do with love. God so loved the world. Amen.